Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. I just want to thank all of you for tuning in today. I know it's a busy Saturday morning here at about 10 a.m. Eastern Standard. So thanks. And the topic today is going to be you have to do the work. So everybody and their mother wants to learn how to increase their intuition, but very few people actually want to do the work. So I actually am calling using Direct Connect today because the Skype servers are having some problems. So I'm not even sure if you guys can hear me right now. So I'm actually going to start with a caller just to make sure that you guys can hear me. So let's take my first caller and then we'll see what's going on. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin. Can you even hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dustin.
You can?
Yep.
Okay, so I don't know how this is happening right now because I'm using Direct Connect because Skype isn't working for premium radio shows.
Okay. Oops.
Computer's taking my voice or if my headset's taking my voice, so I'm not sure where to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, it was breaking up there, so.
It is breaking up? Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
But it's good right now.
Okay. All right. So, so can I just ask who's calling so all our listeners can hear and know who it is?
Oh, it's Jay calling. It's a good topic. Looking forward to it.
Oh, thanks, Jay, for tuning in. I feel like you're, just tune in every show now, but it's just so awesome.
You know what? Really, I really like your shows. You know, I had a reading a long time ago. I don't want a reading, but I really like your shows because they're really good. This is a good topic, actually, to talk about.
Oh,
really good
thank
topic.
You. Yeah, I think it's really important because very few people really understand the work that you actually have to do. Like, this isn't just, go to a workshop or a class and you're going to learn, more skills or how to work with it. Like, that's part of it to direct you. But you really have to do a lot of self-work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone who's going to be good at really any job in general is going to have to do self-work. You're going to have to look at your own worldview, how you feel things, how you see things, and then really understand how you would work in an intuitive realm. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's Jay understands. So all of you other listeners should understand, just like Jay does. So I'm just teasing. But yeah, so all right. Well, thanks, Jay, for making sure that I'm working here. So I am going to let you go so I can get back to the show. And I will be taking other callers throughout the time today. And I actually, you guys are going to get to hear from a couple very special guests today on this show. It just so happens that I'm meeting with my Michiana Paranormal Investigations team this morning. And so I'm actually at our team lead's house, Jeff. So he's so kind. He gave me a bottle of water just before my show started. So we'll get to hear a lot about that team and some of the work that we do, too.
I look forward to being a part of the show later on. So thank you much.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
Oh, I love Jay. He's such a cool guy. He tunes in every show. He's from Canada. Yeah, from Canada. Anyway, it's international here. All right, so so let's talk a little bit about the work, okay, you guys. So there's a lot of work, and it's never done. So I remember when I talked to my earlier shows about how we have different symbols and feelings that mean things to us. Well, what spirit really does when you're connecting and when you're working is they pull from things that you've experienced in your life, okay? So a feeling to me of let's take love, for instance, okay? So we'll start on a happier note. So my feelings of love or my symbol for love is going to be different than your symbol for love for a lot of different reasons. So I'm American, I'm gay, I'm a male. There's a lot of different aspects of myself that would be different than, say, a Muslim woman from Saudi Arabia. You know, she's going to experience that differently. So you really literally will see or feel in a way that makes you understand that that's what you're getting. Okay. So the work that you would do to be able to expand that library, to be able to know what you're feeling, what you're getting, is to be able to understand that. So to know this is what this means to you. Okay. That is, it's something important, because if you tell someone what you're seeing, like sometimes when I teach classes, a student will come to me and they'll say, I'm seeing I don't know, it could be something as like, what's one thing that happened? I had a woman one time in one of my classes say she was seeing a lightning rod. Okay. And like, a lightning rod can mean a lot of different things, okay? So it's, first of all, it's really bizarre. It's really out there. It's really crazy. But when I was feeling with her, I got a sense for her. She was a very grounded woman, very practical, very real. Not head in the clouds where it could be symbolic. I thought there might be a literal lightning rod here. So I asked the woman that she was paired with, I said, do you have a connection to an actual lightning rod? And she said, yes, I have my father's lightning rod in my basement. And so I was like, well, that's a very creative and unique and interesting way that her father would be able to give her some validations to be able to let them know that that was him coming through. Not just for the woman being read, for his daughter, but for the rest of the students in the class. It was a really interesting experience. To do this type of work, or anything really, like to be a better teacher, to be a better therapist, to be a better, really any job, you really have to take a look at yourself. Really deep down, really look into, you know, what experiences have made me, you know, what core values do I have and where do those come from? How did I get to the place that I am at today? And those are questions that you can't answer overnight or even in a few days. I remember when I really took a look at this and I really said, I'm willing to do this as a career. I couldn't do readings for about 2 or 3 months. Because I was just in such an emotional place. I was vulnerable. This was about 4 years ago, right before I started this career. And I said, I'm willing to do this so I can really be a better vessel and really get a better understanding of myself to be able to relay the messages to other people. And, you know, be ready for a box of Kleenexes, okay? because you're going to be needing those as you go through this. Really taking a look at your younger self and thinking of the things that you would want to tell them. So if you can do this by looking at a picture of yourself or even visualizing yourself or even doing some really deep like therapeutic techniques here where you actually will like visualize your younger self in your mind and talk to them and, you know, say, what were those experiences you had to go through and how do they make you who you are today? But don't necessarily feel like you shouldn't have experienced the experiences you did. Be sad for them, but don't feel necessarily bad. It's okay to feel sad, but when you try to dismiss an experience or say no, it's almost like you're giving it more power over yourself. Okay, you really want to integrate it and say, I got stronger from this, or I healed from this, or this gave me compassion to be able to better understand other people that are different than me. And that's what this work is. I mean, you cannot do a reading for someone in another country, even Jay calling in from Canada. That's a different culture, okay? Hello, there's a different way of life. They're totally different, not bad or better necessarily, but they're just very different. You know, when I do readings for people in Germany or France, or I've had clients from Saudi Arabia, the symbols, the feelings, you have to be open. You have to understand this is different. And a lot of that is by the self-work, being a better mirror for your clients, being a better reflection. You know, you really will get a sense of knowing that they're different. So you can look at the experiences you had. So you're being pulled, you're trying to remember those things that meant to you, but then you just open up and you're kind of led in a different way to be able to know, to feel the other person's energy. And that all comes from the self-work of knowing that you're a better reflection. Give me one second here, because there's someone at the door. I'm sorry, but I'm at Jeff's house right now. I'm doing my radio show. There's like somebody knocking at the door. But anyway, yeah. So I hope this makes sense to people. I hope they really can understand that in order to do this, to be better at doing this, you really have to have a better understanding of self, okay? And of knowing, making meaning of life through these things, so that you have more to pull from and you're better. You have a better pair of eyes, really, you're able to see things more clearly for what they are and not make judgments, okay? So let's talk about this for a little bit here. When you make judgments in a reading, it really closes the energy, okay? So it's not your place to really say if something was good or bad, really. You know, what's good for one person isn't necessarily good for another, right? I mean, we can, you know, use the extreme example of Hitler, what happened in Germany. He thought it was a good thing, and then the whole nation of Germany was behind him. They thought they were doing something good when they were cleansing the Jews, unfortunately. But, you know, there's a judgment there, okay? And that's going to block you. You have to just be open and just roll with it. It's okay to say, you know, they weren't the best person in the world. I just feel like they were, angry, upset, bad, a negative energy. That's okay. You know, that's called validation here. You know, that's fine. But for you to start saying, let's take, for instance, in America, we have a big prejudice against fat people. So I did a paper on this, on fat prejudice and fat acceptance. It's a really interesting research paper. It should have been published, but whatever. But anyway, when I was doing this, it's easy in a reading when you say they were like a bigger person to kind of, if you're coming from an American standpoint, to say, oh, maybe they wanted to do diet or exercise. Well, how do you know? Did the spirit say that to you, or are you just making a judgment call based off of your culture? Okay, so there's two different things here. If you're getting that from the spirit, that's fine. You tell them, you know, you say that as a piece of validation to let them know. But if you're jumping to conclusions because of where your culture is from, that is going to get you in trouble. And that's when people are going to know, you're not really getting it. You're not just letting the spirit talk. You are interfering as the medium. Okay, and self-work is going to be able to give you a better, clear understanding of that. So this is probably a better example, more concrete than before. For you to know, maybe fat people are okay. There's nothing wrong with being fat, you know, as long as your health is okay. Some people are just bigger. Then when you did the work and you have that better understanding, then you can be able to be a better vessel and not make those pre-made judgments, okay? That's what I'm really getting at here. I hope that makes a little more sense to people. So, because, I mean, when you do that, it's powerful. It's going to change your readings, how you deliver them, and how your client receives them. Really, it totally changes the reading. It totally gives you a bump up. Your credibility goes up. The impact of the reading, the emotional, being able to process, all of that is totally at a different level when you start doing this. So I've talked for a while. I want to get some feedback from people, and then I'm going to start off with a mini reading. And then I really think Jeff would like to say a few words about our MPI Paranormal Group, Michiana Paranormal Investigations. And then I'll talk a little bit more and then take another caller, and then we'll wrap up. So I think that's fair. So let's see how people are taking this message today and what they're thinking. Hi, you're on the phone with Dustin.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Am I okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was just cracking for a little bit, but that's okay. Now you're clear.
Okay, perfect. So how are you taking this today? Does what I'm saying make sense? Is it all bullshit? Like, where are you at right now?
No, honestly, I do believe that in order to, like, I am not a medium by any means, but I have been working on myself. And so what I have noticed is that if you look inside yourself, if you understand yourself a bit better, you're able to understand others in the way that you didn't before, because you kind of see similar patterns, similar, if not similar views, then similar reactions to a particular scenario. I don't know how to explain it, but that's just what I experienced.
That is so true. I'm totally with you there. I totally am on the same level of thinking with you, because I think it's important for people to know that it not only gives you a better connection and understanding, but that's how the whole process works when you do readings. They, you know, even when I was talking about this before, like, you know, as a psychology major, you learn about how people could process things, but it's just how they could process. In a reading, you get a sense for how the particular person did this. I'm sure you're well aware that one experience, the same experience, is going to be taken differently by people that are coming from different places. You know, they're going to take that experience differently. Some people are going to be able to heal more quickly. Some people aren't. Some people are going to be able to be better people from it. Some people will be totally broken. But then in that reading, you get a sense for how this person took it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that becomes a little more clear. Be able to allow it to flow more and to be able to feel what it is that the person's feeling. So that's what I'm really trying to hit home today. This is something you have to keep doing. You have to keep going. It's never done, but it really is powerful, as you're saying, and it can help you in any aspect of your life. I'm sure you've kind of felt the same way. Is that correct?
Definitely. I use
Perfect.
It mainly just to get along with the variety of people I come into contact with.
I totally agree. So, yeah. So can I ask what your first name is and then where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Maribel, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks, Maribel, for tuning in today. So I am totally willing to be able to give you a reading today, if you're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, give me a second here to connect, and then we can see what's going on, and then we can take it from there. So let me just see what's going on, and then we can get started. Let me see here. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so this is interesting. I think I'm doing a psychic reading, so I think I'm in your energy. I don't think I'm connecting to someone that's past. I'm seeing a path. So like, okay, it's like there's two different directions, and I see you switching. So I think there's going to be a big switch in your life coming up. Okay, so this means either possibly like a new job, or like you know, like a new path or a way of living is like opening up. So give me a second here. Let's see what's happening here. Okay, I'm also feeling my head. So when I'm in a person's energy when they're alive. Okay, so that's the big distinction here. That means that there's like some stress or anxiety and stuff around this decision that are coming up here. There's also, I'm feeling some emotion attached to this. So I think this is an emotional decision that you're having to make too. So it's really affecting you, okay? This is like a big change. This is a big shift. Let me see here. It's also hard to talk about because I feel like my throat's kind of closing up here. So it's like my not being able to speak about this or communicate effectively or be able to have an outlet to talk about it. So I keep asking, what is it? What I'm like feeling all these sensations, but I'm like, give me the, what is it going on here? Let me see here. So I'm like, what is happening? I have to be honest, I almost am wondering if this is a relationship or if this is possibly the ending of a relationship or some type of relationship here. So does any of this make sense to you, Mary Bell? Do you understand any of this?
Well, when you described it all, I kind of more so related it to the fact that I'm applying for medical school.
Okay.
So there is a lot of anxiety on it. I don't really have anybody to talk to about it because not really the people that I know of aren't really on the same path.
Okay.
So it kind of is something that I usually just keep to myself.
Okay, that makes sense. So, because I'm feeling a lot of these sensations here. So some stress, the hurt. I also felt like there was an ending of a relationship, though. How does that come in? So did you unfortunately have a breakup and then now you're leaving? Worried that that's going to cause problems in your present relationship? There's something happening around relationship. So I do think that that's also a factor here. So how does this connect?
Well, to be honest, I'm not in a relationship right now. But, yeah, it's kind of a back and forth thing because I would like to be in a relationship again. But at the same time, it's like I want to focus on this and just finding that balance.
Because I do think to be put on the back burner. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I do think that that's like something that's going to be back because I feel like it's like a weight kind of on my heart, like a little bit of a sadness because it's not necessarily loneliness because I don't want to label you as being lonely, but it's kind of like I would like someone, that, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of like when you think about it, it weighs on you a little bit. That's kind of what I feel.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie, though, I see you really taking this other path, and you made that choice. You know what I mean? So you made the choice. I think this is how this connects. You made the choice to put the relationship on the back burner, so you changed your direction here. And I felt like it was, like, work-related. So if that's, like, I mean, school makes sense. That is work here. So I do think that that's going to be the road that you're going down here. So, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a long time. So as I'm not exactly sure all about medical school because I know different careers have to go for different lengths of time, but I'm seeing the number 5. So like, I think it's going to be like 5 years or so. Like, I mean, that's going to be a long time. So what are you going for? Is it like 5 years or more? Because I'm seeing 5. So
yeah, medical school tends to be 4 years, and then when you want to go into residency, that takes a little bit longer. So
okay.
I want to go into primary care, so that will take about a year more.
Okay, so I'm seeing about 5. So that would make sense then if that's about 5 years. So I really see that kind of being the direction that you're headed. Let me see here. There's also let me see here. It's interesting. That's really crazy. I don't know where this connects. This is really crazy. I'm sorry, this is so specific, but like I swear to God there's something about this. I heard New Zealand, which is really interesting. So I'm not sure if you're heading there or if you're thinking about taking a trip there, because there's something about New Zealand. It's not New York. I think it's New Zealand. Isn't that where like Amsterdam is? Is that like close or something? I'm not exactly sure.
I have no idea.
Okay. Remember that I said this because I think there's going to be a trip or someone's taking a trip there. There's something about this area. Someone like in your circle or you are going to be going there, and there's something about this. So I think that that's going to be something that happens. Let me see here. And let me see here. Yeah. You're going to laugh at me too. I also think there's something about a cat. You may not be finding a man, but like I think you're going to be finding a cat.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Are you thinking about getting a cat? Because there's a cat.
Honestly, I'm allergic to cats.
Really? Okay. I'm
yeah.
seeing a cat, so I don't know. I really am. So I don't know. This could mean that the person who's going to Amsterdam, or not Amsterdam, New Zealand, has a cat, because there's also a connection to a cat here. So I'm not sure. So whoever it is, there has to be a connection to a cat as well. Does that make sense? So.
Okay. I'll be scanning for cats now.
Okay. Because if it's not you, it has to be someone like important or like in your life that has this. Let me see here. There's also, let me see here. Are you the one with the brother? Because there's also something about a brother here.
No, I don't have any brothers. Only sisters.
Okay. I don't know where brother comes in. There has to be something about a brother. Like, I keep hearing brother. So, give me a second here. I'm not sure where this comes in. Sure, there has to be something about a brother. I keep hearing the word brother. So, like, I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's, like, a brother. Because, let me see here. There's usually... I don't know how to say this because I don't like to say this like over the air, especially because all these people are listening. I don't know. Usually the only time that this would come up if a person didn't have one that was alive, it means that there was unfortunately like a child that didn't unfortunately make it into the physical world. So unfortunately either like your mom had like a child that didn't make it. Does that make sense? Or if your dad, there was something about this. So I don't know if your mom has ever told you this. Do you understand this
no.
at all?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So I don't know if you could ask her. I don't want to go into that because I know it's a really touchy and personal. Let me see here. here. I don't know who's going to the country, though. I wish I could tell you. I'm really interested. It has to be somebody close to you that's going to this place. So, let me see here. But, yeah, I really see you doing that. So, you will be doing it for 5 years. I see you staying there, so... I think you're making a good decision too, because I see it being like a check mark and then like a flat slope, which means like it's going to be like smooth sailing. Does that make sense? So,
sweet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to be all right here. So send me an email, you know, just so I can like check in and see how you're doing, because that would be really cool. So, but yeah, thanks so much. It was Mary Bell, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Thank
all right,
you
well,
so
thanks.
Much.
Thank you, and take care of yourself, and thanks again for tuning in.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, So, yeah, this house is, like, filling up right now. There's, like, the whole team is, like, coming in here. So I have, like, a whole bunch of callers. So, yeah, I do want to take one of my team members who can, like, talk about this. Let me see here. Your phone number. Can you like put your phone number in there? And I'm gonna call you, and then you can answer, and then you'll be on the air. Okay, hold on. Jeff's going to get his phone right now. There's like 8 callers calling in right now. I have listeners in Canada, New York, and okay. He's fresh out of the hospital, so I think he has some energy he hasn't been able to share yet. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to dial. All right, let's see what happens. He's not going to answer. Who is this crazy person?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jeff?
Yes, it is. Completely not expecting this phone call, so.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for taking the call. I do want to hand the show over to Jeff to talk about Michiana Paranormal Investigations. So tell us a little bit about what we do and who you are. And yeah.
Oh, absolutely. My name is Jeff Price. I am one of the lead investigators with a group called Michiana Paranormal Investigations. Michiana, people have no idea where Michiana is, and essentially what it is, it's a play in words between Michigan and Indiana. We're in the South Bend, Mishawaka area of Indiana, which is north central Indiana. From where I live, we're about 3 or 4 miles from the Michigan border, so that's where we get the name Michigan in Indiana, Michiana. So we focus South Bend area, north central Indiana, southwest lower Michigan, that area. Our group, we were founded in 2012 by myself and one of my colleagues, who at the time was a former 911 dispatcher. I'm a police officer for the Mishawaka Police Department. And we actually met one day. I was upstairs getting some information about a driver's license. They were watching Ghost Hunters on one of their TVs in the corner of the dispatch area, and I'm like, oh yeah, I love that show, it's a great show. And we started talking, and next thing you knew, we ended up forming a group called Michiana Paranormal, and that was back in 2012, so going on our fourth year here. And our team has just gotten bigger, and we've definitely investigated a lot of amazing places, and it's been a really great experience.
Awesome. Well, I'm learning about the history, so I don't really know a lot about the history of our group, because obviously we just met about maybe 5 or 6 months ago in a coffee shop at South Bend Chocolate Company. So this is really cool to get to hear how it actually started. So yeah, thanks. Is there anything that you want listeners to know, anything that's big and coming up, any way they can get involved, anything like that?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And you know, for us, you know, Halloween season, it's kind of like our Christmas time. I mean, we are definitely getting things in gear for the next couple months. We have a few big things coming up. The first thing, Saturday, October 1st, in downtown South Bend, there's a place called the State Theater. We are actually doing a television show premiere for a show that we produce, or actually what we I'm kind of sidestep here. We work with
okay.
the local cable
he's
access
hospital,
channel.
Everybody. He's out of the hospital, so give him some leeway. He needs
I still have the IV in me, so we're still trying to. We work with a show called, we produce a show called Haunted Michiana. It's a local cable access show that we go and we talk about, you know, local experiences and things that people in the South Bend, Mishawaka area can relate to, that maybe they didn't know this place was haunted. We talk about our experiences in the group. And it's a 30-minute TV show. Well, we went to the State Theater downtown South Bend a few weeks ago, and we actually did an investigation there. And the State Theater has it's been tons of history for it being haunted and ghosts and Paranormal Activity. So we filmed 2 30-minute episodes there. And then on Saturday, October 1st, at the State Theater in downtown South Bend, doors are going to open at 5:30. We're actually going to premiere the TV shows that we filmed at the State Theater. So you get to go to the theater, watch the show showing our paranormal investigation at the theater that you're sitting at. So it's kind of a cool interactive experience. And that's a free event. And then we have a ghost hunt afterwards. It's $20 online. If you go to our website, Michiana, M-I-C-H-I-A-N-A, paranormal.com, click events, and there's a link you can take there. It'll take you to tickets. We can do an optional $20 ghost hunt where you actually get to explore and experience what we experienced there. So that's coming up on October 1st, so we're definitely looking forward to that. We also do a lot of presentations. In October, we are doing a paranormal presentation at the St. Joseph County Public Library in downtown South Bend. We're also doing one at the Penn Harris Madison Library in downtown Mishawaka. Those are group presentations, free of charge. And again, all that information is on our website. Plus, between now and then, we're going to be doing a lot more investigations and definitely getting in the gear for the Halloween season.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing that with our listeners. One of the best things I love about this group is that everything that we do is nonprofit. So we give back to the community. We are definitely involved. So I love any type of being able to give back. This is just one more way to be able to do that. So thanks again, Jeff. I know you need to rest up a bit because of just getting out of the hospital. So I don't want you to get hurt yourself or exert any of your energy here. So, thanks again. And I will see you back inside your house.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Because he stepped outside to take the call. So, all right. Thank you again, Jeff. All right. Yeah, he is a great guy. He's our fearless leader. He's the first person to go in any haunted house. So I make sure he's the first one because I don't want to be the first. So let's, yeah. But so that's just one of the groups that I really felt very strongly that I wanted to work with. So if any of you are in the Michiana area, again, I understand a lot of my listeners aren't even in Indiana, feel free to stop by and feel free to watch some of our videos online. We have a YouTube channel, I think all of our episodes are on there. Yep, so you can totally see me and the rest of the team. So, Dustin, you won't be able to miss me. I'll be waving at the camera and you'll see a big grin on my face. So, all right. Okay, I am ready to take... the next caller, I believe. So I want to hear what they have to say about this and some about the show. Hello, hey. You're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hey, I love your show. This is Holly from Seattle.
Oh, thank you. And what is your name?
Holly.
Well, thank you for tuning in, Holly from Seattle. And how is your day going tonight?
Training.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's
Lord.
It's
is that the weather over there, or is that your actual like state
no,
of being? Because I know that it rains over there like every day.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
I just want to see if you pick up on anything. Do you need a question?
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, I just want to get some feedback from you. So how do you feel about doing some of the self-work here in the show? To be able to open up, you really have to do work on yourself, and it's never really done. You know what I mean? It's always a work in progress. You always have to really be in tune. Do you resonate with that? Tell me a little bit about how you feel and what your thoughts on that.
Oh, my gosh, I'm not a good talker. I feel on the spot. Yeah, I think, well, you have to love yourself, most of all. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, that's really important. It's like the famous words of RuPaul. He says, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? And then he says, can I get an amen? And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's so true. That's a huge core piece that everyone really needs, I believe. That's really important. Yeah. Okay. Well, Holly, give me a second here to connect, and then we can see what's going on, and we'll see, what's happening. Let me see here. Okay. Let me see here. Yeah. So this is interesting. So I think you are right when you say you're feeling drained, because I feel like I'm seeing like a snap, and then they're saying like you need a little bit of like pep in your step, like you need something to like wake up to. I'm being so for real. They said you need something to look forward to. I don't think you have anything to look forward to. So like you have to make something. You know, like, I mean, I try to, like, carve out a day where I go to see, like, a movie or go somewhere. You need that, okay? That's something you really need to be doing for yourself. I also feel a connection here to more group activities. So I really think you need to become a part of, like, a group or something, something that you can do. Because I don't think you have that. I don't think you have that social, thing. Does that make sense? You don't have, like, a group thing. So I think you need to be a part of a group thing. Okay. There's also that you're going to laugh at me, but I swear this makes sense. There's something about, I also feel like almost a connection to dancing. So do you like dancing, or is that something you've thought about?
Back in the day, but not today.
Okay. I really think that you may benefit from even doing like, even like a Zumba class or something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
something
okay,
like
okay.
That might be
that.
Well, that would be like a group like activity, like with dancing.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean? I think that may be something that you would really benefit from and that you would be really interested in. I have to be honest, I see you kind of being like stuck in like a rut, and like you really need to push yourself out. Like you need to get something to do. And it's a quick, I think this is actually a quick fix. I'm doing research, like saying how quick fixes are like totally just crap. But I really feel like this is like a quick fix that you can do that's easy, that'll give you something to look forward to and really move you. Okay. Let me see here. Interesting. There's also something here about like dinner, going out for like dinner, I think is what I'm seeing here. I see like a dining table and like eating. So I think you need to like go out to dinner or something. Like that's so weird for me to see. Like,
no, I never go out to eat. So.
Oh, well, that would be something that I think would benefit from, would be able to go out, like, with, like, your friends or something and, like, have, like, that dinner. You know what I mean? So, I really think you should invite someone to do that. I have to be honest, Holly, I feel like you can really get yourself out of this, but you just have to kind of just, like, make, like, a little bit of an effort to do that. It's something for yourself, you know what I mean? I'm seeing like when they show me like a movie strip and like it's like on a reel that's like replaying, it's like the same thing happening every day. Does that make sense? It's like work, whatever, go home, work, whatever,
work from
go
home. Yeah.
Oh,
know,
Lord. So you're not even going out of the house. So I really think. So if you get anything out of this, I really think that that's going to push you and really get you like somewhere that you would like to be. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. Okay. Well, Holly, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I am going to let you go here, though. But I mean, you have all the tools. You just got to do it. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Gosh, hopefully the weather picks up over there. God, I hope it's not like raining or something. I know it rains like almost every day in Seattle. So like a whole bunch of days. I don't even remember, but I know it's like a lot. You have to do the work, everybody. So you can't just like wake up and say, oh yeah, I want to be more intuitive, I want to do it, or even take a couple classes or a workshop or whatever. It's really an internal process. Okay? So you can't just have somebody else do it for you. They can show you the tools, they can show you where to go, give you like some tips, like some tidbits and stuff, give you a space to be able to practice. But it's really, a lot of it is internal, being aware of your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, what's going on. And the way that you're aware of that is to really know yourself, because the more that you know yourself, self to the side, to be a vessel, so that you're just an open space. Because if you can recognize what is you and what is not you, then you know the stuff that is not you is for your clients. And that's the bottom line here. That's how you're going to be able to really be able to deliver these messages in an accurate, in a really a strong way, to make sure that you're a strong practitioner versus someone who's just like starting or just wanting to hang up a shingle or whatever. So I really hope you guys kind of got that sense here. It sounds like the listeners were really in tune into what's going on. So I have on here, I've been teaching classes since I was 19, which is crazy for me to think about. I'm 23 now, I'm not going to lie, I use some of the same posters that I made when I was 19. But the posters are posters, you know, they're not going to decompose after 4 years, so they still work. I just use the same ones, It's just been a great experience, a privilege, really, to be able to do this work and to help others along their paths and to really give them some tools and ways to be able to move forward here. So I actually have more time than I thought I would. So I actually want to hear a little bit from another team member on MPI to tell me about their experience. And then I think if I have time, I might have time for like one more mini reading over the air. So I know that Mandy wanted to talk a little bit. So I'd love to hear from Mandy for a couple minutes about her experiences on MPI. I need your phone number. Okay. 22. God, I can't say it. Because then it's like what is that, confidentiality? But that's okay. I should know this. Oh, never mind. We're using Fearless Leader's phone. What was his number again? Oh my God. Oh, good God. Hold on. I can't do this. I can't work like this. You're gonna have to dial. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm a little overwhelmed, everybody. It's a Saturday morning. Okay. Give it a second. It'll ring. It has to connect. I'm calling from like a California number. Oh, New York number? Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mandy?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Dustin?
Great. How are you doing today, Mandy?
I'm good. I'm up. I got coffee. We're good to go.
All right, cool. Well, I know that our listeners got to hear from the leader of MPI, but I wanted them to get a little bit of a feel for what it's like to be an investigator and a part of the group of MPI. So can you tell us a little bit about what that's like?
Oh, it's awesome. It's an acquired taste. You know, you have to have the mindset for it and the skills and all that stuff. And I just absolutely... And I just love the group. We have an awesome group. Everybody in it is awesome, and everybody contributes equally, and everybody has their own little thing they contribute, and it's awesome. And hunting is.
Oh, what were you saying about the hunting?
Oh, the ghost hunting. Oh my gosh, that is just. You know, sometimes you go in and you're like, I don't think it's going to be that good. And you come home and you listen to your EVPs and you're like, wow, that was really active place. And it didn't seem that active at all. And I've had that happen to me a couple of times. And it's just, it blows my mind every day because I know I didn't say anything and I hear somebody respond to me and it's just amazing. It's just absolutely something if you haven't experienced it, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing about that. So can you tell us a little bit about your, a personal experience that you had, like one that's maybe the most memorable that you can think of?
That 18 months. I was 18 months old when I had my first paranormal experience.
Oh, okay.
I remember I was in my crib and I woke up from a nap. And I specifically remember waking up and seeing my dad in the corner. I was like, oh, so I get up, obviously, and I got my hands out, and it took two or three steps for me and just vanished.
Really?
And ever since then, I have a hell of a time getting to sleep.
Oh my goodness.
It's just that fear thing. It's just like you're always afraid you're going to wake up to something like that. But, yeah, after that, my mom said I would never take naps. It took me forever to lay down. And we found out later that somebody had actually died in our house of a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and he actually passed away on the living room floor, and he looked a lot like my dad. And I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, we had things happen a lot at the house when I was little, but I have to promote our website and our YouTube, obviously, for Jeff.
Everything for Jeff. Let's...
yes. So the Michiana Paranormal, please check that out, michianaparanormal.com, and the YouTube. And what else do we have? Our Facebook, obviously. So that's another thing that's really awesome. You can help everybody get in touch with us. And if they can't get a hold of us on our website, they can always do Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mandy, for sharing those experiences. I know sometimes it's hard to talk about. People may label us as strange or weird or,
we're all strange. I'm perfectly happy with it. I don't care. you can call me strange because, normal is boring.
I definitely agree. Well, thank you again, Mandy, for sharing that. I think our listeners really appreciate it. So.
All right. No problem, Dustin. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right, you're welcome, and I will see you in about 30 seconds when you come back inside.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Oh, she's great. I've seen Mandy on just about every single meeting, every time we filmed, every time we've ever done an event. She's always there, so she's very loyal to the group. Very awesome. It's really, I think, important to be a part of something that's greater than yourself. I think that also adds to a lot of insight into you and how you play a role in the group, whether it's an organization or if it's just your place in the world. I think that really allows for somebody to really get a lot more insight into self as well, to really see how you kind of fit into a group. So, that came up in the reading earlier with Holly in Seattle. I really think that she would benefit from being in a group, if she's like just staying at home and she's working from home and she doesn't have that opportunity. I think that's, something that she could really benefit from. It is really important. So, and that came up today. Mandy was talking about how she loves being a part of the group of MPI, as I do. And I think that's really an important thing. I think it's really great for self-awareness. So you have to do the work, everybody. If you get anything out of this show today, even if it's just the title, it's really something. I think it's really important. It's going to help you in every aspect of your life, make you develop more as a person, really get more out of your everyday experiences in the world. I mean, how are you going to live your life not being able to connect to other people? I can tell you in Northern Indiana, quite a few people actually live their lives like this. They have very, very closed minds. But if you really want to be like global citizen, really be a part of the world, I think that you really have to open up and be a part of it. I'm coming to the last 4 minutes of the show. So I don't think I have enough time for another caller. I'm sorry. This is when everyone hangs up and they don't even listen to the rest of the show, but that's okay. I thank you so much for tuning in. So a lot's been going on with me. I have decided that I have officially come to a point in my life when I can afford my basic white bitch outfit. So I bought some Ugg boots, my North Face fleece. What else did I get? Some earmuffs, a scarf. I've decided, I can afford it. I think it's a cute outfit. I'm going to get it. And, haters going to hate, but I'm going to live my life. And, they didn't get the title The Fabulous Medium for nothing. I'm just telling you what's going on. So that's happening. I have lots of events scheduled. I'm doing a group reading at Beyond Zen Studio, which was actually labeled the number one yoga studio in the Michiana area. It was in the newspaper. That's pretty cool. So I didn't get invited. because my cousin is a freaking yoga teacher at, but listen, I'll go to the best yoga place in town and do a reading, so I don't need you to give me venues. What was his, God, I can't even remember his name. I swear we're cousins, but oh my God, he's bald. I can picture him now. He's a yoga. Anyway, so yeah, I'll be doing a group reading at Beyond Zen. We have more events coming up with MPI, the State Theater. That's going to be really cool. I know there's some girls that are really interested in coming that are in my cohort at IU South Bend. My best friend is a senator for Student Government Association, and he told me, Dustin, I think you would really benefit the Student Government Association, so you should totally try out to be a senator along with me. So we'll see what happens with that. I went to the meeting. I never really saw myself getting involved in a political career, but I guess it's just happening. So I'm going to go and see what happens, and I had no idea we're allocating like $50,000 of funds. So it's actually like an important position. So I get to decide what clubs get funded, what organizations, how the different repairs in the schools are happening. That's kind of cool. So, yeah, that's something that's been happening. Let's see. I'm doing another fundraiser for Hello Gorgeous, which they donate makeovers for women living with cancer. I say living with because to make sure, you know, we change that language so we don't label them with a stigma, or really tell them because they are still living their lives. And I think it's really important, again, to give back. That's my whole philosophy on life. So I really, I'm really excited to have that opportunity from Chrissy. I love Chrissy. She's such a strong bundle of energy, that woman. Great. She really does a lot for Hello Gorgeous. And tons of other events that you can see on my Facebook page. Dustin Livers, D-U-S-T-E-N, as in the number 10. Last name Livers, L-Y, V as in victory, E-R-S. You can subscribe online and see everything that's happening. If you want to book a private appointment with me, which is an hour long, you can do that on my website, dustinlivers.com. Follow me on Twitter, Dust, the number 10, Medium. And you can follow me on Instagram, again, Dustin Livers. I just want to thank you again, all you Blog Talk listeners, for tuning in. And I'll be on again next week at 10 a.m., same time, same place. Well, I mean, I'll be in the, well, I guess maybe not the same place. I might be at Jeff's, who knows? So I guess, I didn't expect to be here today, but who knows? We really don't know what's going to happen. So again, thank you again, you guys so much. You really make this show what it is. And have a great day.